Joining us here in our studio, we have Susie Menk, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library.
Good morning.
How are you?
Trying to shovel out yet.
Yeah. There's still a lot of that going on, I guess. So.
There is.
I was going to ask you if they were able to get in the art show on Saturday.
We did.
You did?
We actually had really good weather for the art show. It didn't get bad till later in the evening, and by then we were done. So we had over 50 people show up.
Wow.
It was a really good turnout, and the artists were pleased and connected with other artists. So that was great. And we hosted at the Little White Schoolhouse Museum. And several people hadn't been in there yet, so it was a great win for that, to get the public to see some of those historic places around Ripon. And we just had a fabulous turnout. It was great. I'm really excited. We have a lot of interest in doing it again. So that says a lot to me. So really excited.
Yeah, I would imagine that featuring those early American artists during the series, you know, that was probably unique. So.
It was. We didn't have as good a turnout for the lecture as I was hoping, but there were a lot of other things going on in town on some of those dates. So, but the art show was great. I'm really pleased with how everything turned out. So,
yeah. You know, you look at a piece of art and the first thing that goes through your mind is, what was the painter or the sculptor or, you know, what were they thinking about when they were creating it? You know?
And I did ask for some feedback with that. So I put a brochure together with a little snippet of their painting and then an explanation, what medium they used, and then whatever explanation they gave me about what inspired their choices. I had a couple of photographs. I had a poem. I had some acrylic oils. I had tissue paper art prints.
Ooh.
I had alcohol ink. I had watercolors with fountain pen. So I had a variety of styles, which was really great, too. That was just some incredible artwork.
Well, we don't want to distract you too much here because it looks like you've got some material there you want to go over. So
okay. So we got a lot of stuff going on in April at the library. So one of the first things I want to talk about is in March, I taught a Learn to Love Libby class. Libby is our digital library. So in April, we're doing a smartphone 101 class again. There's a lot of interest in that, and that's my way of teaching people who have just gotten smartphones how to use them, some basic settings, how to increase the font, how to do some safety protocols on their phones. So I run two different sessions for that. One is for Apple phones, one is for Android phones, because they operate differently. So I run those separately. It is a registered class because I have limited amount of spaces for that. And that is happening up at the Senior Center, Senior Activity Center. So if they want to register for that, the first class is for Android phones on Thursday, April 16th at 1 o'clock. And then the Apple phones class is Thursday, April 23rd at 1 o'clock. And they do need to call the Ripon Senior Activity Center to register for that. So just a reminder to register through the Ripon Senior Center.
Okay.
But those are fairly popular classes. So I like to run those at least once a semester or once a year. I usually get a fairly good turnout for that. There's always people looking for help with their phones. If you can't make the class, just a reminder that I do one-on-one technology help. I'm happy to set up an appointment and help you with your phone one-on-one if you do need help with that. So that's one of our classes for April. We're also running our Friends of the Library book sale in April. That's coming up the 16th, 17th, and 18th of April. For those of you who have been to the library recently, you'll notice that the free book area is now gone because of all the renovation going on. We're reconfiguring where all of the items for the Friends of the Library book sale are going. So they are looking to clear out some spaces. So they will be doing their book sale Thursday from 4 to 7. There is a $3 entry fee if you come in on Thursday evening. And then Friday, April 17th from 10 to 5 p.m. And Saturday, again, will be our bag sale. So plan to come in and haul out lots on Saturday. And Saturday it runs from 10 to 2. So that'll be in the library the weekend of April 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Before you move on here, explain the Friends role. They have a big role in the library,
they
right?
do. The Friends of the Library is a separate organization that is kind of a fundraising organization. They run an ongoing book sale pretty much all the time. So they take books that the library has withdrawn, they take books that are donations, and then they turn around and sell them. And most of that money comes back to the library to help support our programming. So we wouldn't be able to do all the programs we do without our Friends of the Library. So a huge shout out to them for all the work they do and the support they give the library and the library staff. So yes, the Friends of the Library, it's a separate organization. It's run separately from the library, but they help with the programming that we do. So Linda and I are always super grateful for all the support they give us in the programming that we are able to do because of their support.
Is the sale once a year or twice a year?
It's usually twice a year. With the renovation, it's been a little... and then, unfortunately, once the book sale is over, there isn't going to be much available till the renovation is finished because phase three starts in June, and phase three is going to block off the whole basement.
Ooh.
So that's going to be different. But by the time we get to phase three, there should be the space upstairs available for the Friends to have their book sale up there, but it will be a much more limited space until the renovation is complete. So just to keep in mind, there are going to be a few changes with all of that going on just because of the renovation. We have a lot. But we're excited because the renovation will be complete by the end of September, beginning of October. So it's
nice.
It's coming. It's coming.
All right. Now you got something else there, I see.
So. I do. So I am trying to do one last hurrah for the teens before we do a lot of moving around. So we're doing a K-pop party. So if you watched the award shows this weekend, the Golden Song by the Huntrix was the big winner for the song for an animated film. And that's a K-pop song that's from the movie The K-Pop Demon Hunters. So we're doing a K-pop themed party on April 18th from 1 to 3. And that's being held at the Boys and Girls Club. Again, because of the renovation, we're doing most of our programs offsite. I'm requiring registration because we're doing it offsite. We have to have the doors open for a limited amount of time. So you have to sign up for this. And then once everybody on our list is there, the doors will get locked. So if you sign up for it, you have to be there by 1, no later than 1:15, because then the doors will lock and nobody will be allowed admittance because we're in a different building. It's not just open to the public. So they do have to register, and they have to be there on time. You come late, you're not going to get in. So
what building is this again?
We're at the Boys and Girls Club on Blossom Street.
Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do have to be careful of that. But we're going to do some really cool stuff. We're going to do a choreography competition with some of the songs from the movie. We're going to have some treats. I'm trying to do Korean-based treats. Some of them will be, some of them won't be. We're going to do some Korean-based crafts. And then we're going to do something called a self-care check-in. We're going to do face masks and then just have a little conversation about what it means to have a positive attitude and be accepting of yourself and of others, which is kind of where the demon hunters come from. It's realizing who you are, accepting who you are, and then being willing to share that with your friends. So it's just a little mental health check-in. The teen years are probably some of the toughest years. So giving them a safe space to talk about feelings and emotions and what they're going through and sharing and just getting encouragement from one another. So so it's going to be a cool program, I think. I'm excited about this. So
is there a cost for that?
No cost, never for our program. So it's always free. So Saturday, April 18th at the Boys and Girls Club. It goes from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And please call the library to register.
Well, you're liable to have newer K-pop fans after this. So.
After, the awards, I think we're going to get some good turnout for this, I hope. So,
Well, kind of one of the things they talked about of, you know, after the Oscars.
Yeah.
You know.
But. Yeah. It's been all over the YouTubes mm-hmm. and the Facebook pages, and so it was kind of exciting. I've watched the Oscar performance by the group. That was really an incredible performance too. So it was fun. It's cool.
The Oscars aren't old and stodgy anymore, I guess.
No, no. So quite a few breakout things happening at the Oscars this year. So.
That's good. That's good. So, all right, Susie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That is Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library. We appreciate her joining us this morning.